a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Ladies and gentlemen, the South Dakota Senate will now come to order, and leading us in our prayer today is Reverend Susan Carr of the United Church of Christ here in Pierre, and leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our nation's flag are two of our pages today, Noah Kozad and Kirsten Tietze.
Good afternoon. Please join me in prayer. God of love and justice, as we gather, we give you thanks and praise that you have given us the laws and rules that govern our universe. Holy and mighty are you. We are grateful that you have entrusted to us the responsibility of governing as stewards of your creation, and we thank you for each man and woman called to this public service and ask that you would guard and guide them in this day. Holy Spirit, we pray your Spirit to fall upon these servants called and set apart to administer and enact the laws that protect us, provide justice, and serve the needs of all people. We thank you for the gift of law given to your people long ago, but keep us mindful that none of us keeps your law fully. We offend and disobey you, and yet you are slow to anger, steadfast in mercy, and abounding in love. Let your wisdom become our guide. Keep us mindful that the highest command we are given to obey is to love you with our whole being and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Grant to those here today clarity of heart, your beneficent wisdom, the willingness to speak for truth, and the courage to act upon your principles rather than to do what is popular, convenient, or expedient. Keep them kind even when others do not show kindness. Give them understanding that they may grow in wisdom and grace. Give them hope so they may contribute their gifts to shape a world of hope and peace. Give them perseverance in the face of adversity and charity for those less fortunate than themselves. Give them strength when they struggle, and give them faith that they may bring the light of your love to all the world. Amen.
Secretary, call the roll, please.
Adelstein, Begalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Cutler, Frericks, Frisley, Gray, Hansen, Haverly, Heineman, Holeen, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Johnston, Junkie, Kraus, Krebs, Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Norstrup, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Schleckaway, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Valley. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the seventh day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Bob Gray, Chair.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you, Madam Secretary. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your state capitol and especially South Dakota Senate. First of all, we'd like to thank our doctor of the day who's taking care of us today, Tav Tambe, who's back here. Doctor, thank you for taking your time today and taking care of us. Also, we're privileged to have with us the Farmers Union and the youth leaders of the Farmers Union here today. On behalf of all of us here in the South Dakota Senate, it's really great to have you here. I hope you're having a fun day, and welcome. Thank you very much. Senator, two children, Brown.
Two, you only missed half of them. Personal privilege.
Granted, sir.
Thank you. I'm lucky enough today. It's been tough to get the crew down here and together the last couple of years because the kids were so little, but to Today I've got Reagan standing here helping me, my little boy Harrison, the one in the pink here is Kennedy, and then Madison, and my wife Karen is over there. I'm happy to have them join us today. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And welcome. It's great to be with Dad, isn't it? Okay, consideration of executive appointments.
The Senate will proceed to the consideration of the executive appointment of Patrick J. Burchill of Pennington County, Rapid City, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Ellsworth Development Authority.
Thank you. Are there any remarks? Good afternoon, Senator Adelstein.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Pat Burchill is a very distinguished banker in Rapid City. He's presently the chairman of the Ellsworth Task Force. I rise to urge our advice and consent to his reappointment, but as I do, I really want to share with you the importance of the Ellsworth Task Force. The Ellsworth Task Force grew out of the efforts of a distinguished member of this body, who happens to be my seatmate, who has done heroic work. Remember, Ellsworth Air Force Base was on the BRAC removal list and one of the only two in the whole history of BRAC to be so removed. Now, why is this important to South Dakota? Part of it, some say, is economic, but much more so because Ellsworth brings to the state, and particularly to the better living portion of the state, which lies west of the Missouri River, incredible individuals and children of individuals that contribute to the art, to the culture, to the thinking, and really to the growth of our state. The Ellsworth Task Force is charged with doing everything necessary to aid the social and economic growth in the area of the base and to protect the Ellsworth effort for time going forward. For example, the task force arranged for and negotiated and actually funded, got the funding for a wastewater treatment plant for both the town of Box Elder and for Ellsworth. The task force has mediated some differences of opinion from time to time with political subdivisions and done it very, very effectively so that we are all going the same direction. The Ellsworth Task Force owns a number of pieces of property, some of them still in negotiation, some of them already owned, that will be used once again to aid the economic growth of the area and also to help relocate individuals, homes, and businesses that are in the danger path, which is probably the only remaining weakness of Ellsworth as a location. So, and all of these things are properly seen to by Pat Burchill, who gives unstintingly of his great talent and of his time, which, like all of ours, is limited. And so I urge our advice and consent to the reappointment of Pat Burchill, who is the chairman of the present Ellsworth Task Force. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is, does the Senate advise and consent to the appointment of Patrick Burchill to the South Dakota Ellsworth Development Authority? Those in favor of advice and consent will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Begalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown,
aye.
Buell,
aye.
Cutler,
aye.
Frerichs,
aye.
Frisley,
aye.
Gray,
aye.
Hansen, Haverly, Heineman,
aye.
Holine,
aye.
Hunstead,
aye.
Hunhoff,
aye.
Johnston,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Krauss,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Norstrup,
aye.
Nygaard. Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 34, excused 1.
The advice and consent motion, having received a majority vote of the members elect regarding appointment of Pat Burchell to the South Dakota Ellsworth Development Authority, has created a majority vote, is thereby declared passed. The appointment is confirmed.
The Senate will proceed to the consideration of the executive appointment of Andy Gerlach of Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, to the position of Secretary of the Department of Revenue.
For our guests that are listening on the Internet and those students who are here, the Senate is responsible for considering appointments to certain positions, those appointments suggested and made by the governor. And under our Constitution and statute, the Senate has the authority to go through and the ability and responsibility to determine whether or not they agree with this appointment. Comments, Senator Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my pleasure today to recommend advice and consent to the appointment of Andy Gerlach as Secretary of the Department of Revenue. Andy Gerlach is a native of Armour. He received his post-secondary education in our South Dakota public university system. He received his undergraduate degree from Northern State and a Master's of Business Administration from the University of South Dakota at Vermilion. He has served state government in various capacities since 1993, most recently as Deputy Secretary of the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. I ask for your advice and consent to the appointment of Andy Gerlach as Secretary of the Department of Revenue.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Putnam.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, it would be very difficult for the senator from Armour not to stand up and say a few good words about a person who I know personally and has gone through our education system down there. I know not only his brother himself, but his mother and his father who have since passed. But I'm going to second what Senator Hansen has said about serving. This young man we are proud of in our community. Not only has he served his country more than once and more than twice in Afghanistan, he has served our military services by being involved in the National Guard, and also now was asked by our governor to come and serve in another very important position. I hope that you'll agree with me that being a basketball from Armour during the days of the great seasons, this young man is going to go on to bigger and better things. Hope that you'll agree with me on the advice and consent. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is, does the Senate advise and consent to the appointment of Andy Gerlach to the position of Secretary of the Department of Revenue? Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Edelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstad.
Aye.
Hunhoff, Johnston,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Krauss,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Nygaard, Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 34, excused 1.
The question, does the Senate advise and consent to the appointment of Andy Gerlach to the position of Secretary of the Department of Revenue, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and the appointment is confirmed.
The Senate will proceed to the consideration of the executive appointment of Lori Gill of Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, to the position of Secretary of the Department of Human Services.
Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Hunoff, good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, Mr. President and members of the Senate. I ask for your support for advice and consent for the appointment of Lori Gill as Secretary of Human Services. When you consider appointments to a secretariat position, you consider what the background is of the individual that's coming to that position. Lori Gill has a history of service as she served in the Department of Health. She served outside of state government as a manager of Avera Clinics here in Pierre, and recently now has come back to serve as Secretary of Human Services. Other than experience, you look at what that person has given for community. And if you look at Lori Gill, there is no one in this state that does not recognize that person as mayor's peer, or as the mayor of Pierre. And you saw what Lori did in a crisis situation, and her focus was on public safety for the people in the community of Pierre. As Secretary of Human Services, her role is for the safety and for the care of the vulnerable populations that that department serves. Lori has the experience, she has the recognition, and she has demonstrated her competency and leadership. I ask you for support of advice and consent. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is, does the Senate advise and consent to the appointment of Lori Gill to the position of the Secretary of the Department of Human Services? Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Adelstein. Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Prisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Heverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krause.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nostrup.
Aye.
Nygaard. Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excused 2.
The question regarding advice and consent of the appointment of Lori Gill to the Secretary of the Department of Human Services, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed, and the appointment is confirmed.
The Senate will proceed to the consideration of the executive appointment of Matthew Michaels of Yankton County, Yankton, South Dakota, to the position of Interim Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Rohde.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, since no one else is willing to get up and make any remarks, I suppose that task falls upon me as the chair of that committee. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think obviously with the appointment of Matt Michaels to this interim position, just by way of explanation, I think we're all aware that he has agreed to fill this position as interim secretary Command Sergeant Major Larry Zimmerman is finishing out his commitment before he assumes that role. And beyond that, just to speak to the character of Matt Michaels, I think it goes without saying, every one of the members of this body fully understand the commitment to public service that Matt Michaels has made in years past and in years future, and continues to show his commitment by willing to step up to the plate in positions like this and assuming roles. And we all know full well the dedication and the sacrifice, the personal sacrifice, giving his abilities and his background and his education, the opportunities that he would have in the public sector that he has forfeited because of his commitment to public service. And so with that, I urge your support of the advise and consent motion for Matt Michaels.
Thank you, Senator Rohden. Are there further remarks? Further remarks? Are you sure? Seeing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is the advice and consent of Matthew Michaels as interim Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein. Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Yes.
Brown?
No, pass.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson? Haverly?
Aye.
Heinemann?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunstad?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Junkie?
Aye.
Krause?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Liedemann?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Nygaard? Olson?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schleckowee?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Brown? Mr. President, there were ayes 34, excused 1.
So the advice and consent motion for the appointment of Matthew Michaels for the Interim Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed and the appointment confirmed.
The Senate,
Very funny.
The Senate will proceed to the consideration of the executive appointment of Jeffrey P. Marlette of Pennington County, Box Elder, South Dakota, to the position of Assistant Adjutant General Army.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Colonel Johnston.
Thank you, sir. Good morning or good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I stand before you to support the advice and consent of Jeff Marlette, Brigadier General, as the Assistant Adjutant General, Army, to his appointment. Just for a little bit of background, while Brigadier General Tim Reich is the Adjutant General for the entire National Guard, we have a one-star general who is an Air Force officer, who is the Assistant Adjutant General, and one who is a one-star general for the Army National Guard. And those one-star generals are the ones that are pretty much responsible for the day-to-day operations of their respective branch of service. Well, we are very, very fortunate here in South Dakota to have a person of the quality and caliber of Jeff Marlette to be our Assistant Adjutant General for the Army National Guard. Jeff's career spans almost three decades of service, first as an enlisted soldier and a native of Redfield, as an engineer officer then, and also as an artillery officer. Jeff has risen through the ranks, virtually from a private E-1 now to the Assistant Adjutant General of the South Dakota National Guard. Most notably, Jeff is somewhat unique. He served almost 42 months as battalion commander of the 2nd Battalion, 147th Field Artillery in Watertown. That is really unheard of when you get to command a unit that big. He took that unit to war. He took it to Iraq around 2004, took almost 500 soldiers, did a tough mission in northern Iraq. It was a security mission, a non-standard mission for that field artillery battalion. And did it admirably, did it with courage and honor, and he brought every one of those soldiers home. There's one thing that during Jeff's tenure as the commander of that unit that I'll never forget. And as you all know, I used to be Governor Rounds' press secretary. And whenever I walked into Governor Rounds' office, and when you looked at the governor, right behind him was a print on the wall. And it was a print of a photo that was taken in Iraq in 2004-2005 of a group of soldiers led by Jeff Marlette who gathered to pray before they went out on a mission. And that I've got that image blazoned in my mind of the challenging times that those soldiers had in Iraq in 2004 and 2005. And that image truly epitomizes the type of leader that Jeff Marlatt is. And Jeff is a traditional soldier. He's a citizen soldier. He has a job as the superintendent of New Underwood Schools and as the leader of the Army National Guard. And I can't think of anybody better to lead the men and women of the Army National Guard, much like he does a phenomenal job as the superintendent and CEO of the New Underwood School District. So, ladies and gentlemen, I ask you to support this motion for advising consent of Jeff Marlatt's appointment as the Assistant Adjutant General. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is, does the Senate advise and consent to the appointment of Jeffrey Marlatt to the position of Assistant Adjutant General for the Army? Those in favor of advice and consent will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly. Heinemann.
Aye.
Holine.
Aye.
Hunstead. Hunhoff. Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krauss.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard. Olson. Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excused 2.
Thank you. The motion, does the Senate advise and consent to the appointment of Jeffrey Marlatt to the Assistant Adjutant General Army position, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and the appointment is confirmed.
The Senate will proceed to the consideration of the executive appointment of Leroy LaPlante of Clay County, Vermilion, South Dakota, to the position of Secretary of the Department of Tribal Relations.
Thank you, ma'am. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Well, good afternoon, Senator Maher.
Well, Lieutenant Governor. I've had the privilege and honor of working with Mr. LaPlante this last year, serving as the Vice Chairman of State and Tribal Relations, and I've thoroughly enjoyed working with him. He's a very competent individual. A little bit about Mr. LaPlante is he grew up on the Cheyenne River Reservation and a graduate from Eagle Butte High School, and then he went on to the University of Law School in Vermilion. And he served in numerous positions across his reservation and across the state of South Dakota. I think he'll do the position a very good job, and I've really truly enjoyed working with him. He's a very knowledgeable and competent individual. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks? Thank you. Senator Bradford.
Mr. President, thank you. First of all, I want a special thanks to the governor for making this position, creating this. We at home are all very, very appreciative of this. And myself, I want to say that I had the privilege, thanks to the Lieutenant Governor, to set in on some of JR's interview. Also, sometimes you're not fortunate enough to have an appointment of somebody and have that before the appointment is finalized, you have the privilege of having working with that person. I want to tell you what an outstanding job JR has done. He's come to our state tribal relations meeting. He's been at every single reservation, made a special effort to become familiar with our tribal presidents, our whole situations. He's also made a special effort to be in this hallway almost every single day of session. That is outstanding as far as I'm concerned. I know one thing I said in the beginning
and I told the lieutenant governor this, that by him being here, it makes my job much easier, much easier. He keeps me informed of legislation or anything that could be something I missed. He's doing an outstanding job for the whole Native population, and I want to tell you, I know that he sacrificed some. He's a well-practicing attorney. We don't always get people who are in those positions to come and do this job, because it's a time-consuming job, and sometimes we don't have the money to really reward those people. So I can't help but thank everybody for JR's appointment. And this comes from the heart and the people.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is, does the Senate advise and consent to the appointment of Leroy J.R. LaPlante to the position of the Secretary of the Department of Tribal Relations? So in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krause.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard. Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 34, excused 1.
The question regarding advice and consent of the appointment of Leroy J.R. LaPlante to Secretary of Department of Tribal Relations, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and the appointment is confirmed.
The Senate will proceed to the consideration of the executive appointment of James Hagan of Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, to the position of Secretary of the Department of Tourism.
Thank you. Are there any remarks? Senator Nelson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, before joining the Dugard administration, Jim Hagan was the national campaign director for a Crazy Horse Memorial Foundation. He also served in the Rounds administration as Secretary of Tourism and State Development, overseeing the Division of Tourism, as well as those dealing with economic development and tribal relations. During Governor Janklow's administration, he served as various times as Chief of Staff, Deputy Chief of Staff, and Special Advisor to the Governor. And in these roles, he also served as the Governor's day-to-day liaison to the Department of Tourism. But beyond all that, Jim Hagan is a hard worker. He does well in what he does for the state of South Dakota, and is really an all-around good guy. With that, I urge your support of the advice and consent for Jim Hagan as Secretary of Tourism. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is, does the Senate advise and consent to the appointment of James Hagan to the position of the Secretary of Department of Tourism? Those in favor of advice and consent will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen. Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krause.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard. Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 34, excused 1.
The question, does the Senate advise and consent to the appointment of James Hagan to the Secretary of the Department of Tourism, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and the appointment is confirmed. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports it has had under consideration Senate Bill 43 and recommends do pass. Senate Bills 39 and 41 and recommends do pass and place on the consent calendar. Senator Teason, Chair. The Committee on Commerce and Energy reports it has had under consideration Senate Bill 62 and recommends do pass as amended. Senator Nelson, Chair.
Thank you very much. Messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bills 1012, 1021, 1031, 1047, 1050, and 1052, which are passed the House in your favorable consideration as requested. Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk.
Reports of committees, please.
Senator Olson moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on Taxation on Senate Bill 20 as found on page 118 and Health and Human Services on Senate Bill 15 as found on page 119 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Okay, we're on to first reading of Senate bills.
Do we have enough? You're going to read them all,
Madam Secretary. For the students here and everybody listening, we have a law in the Constitution that we have to read these in open session. So as the Secretary will read them, obviously they're put in the computer, but before the computers, they did this so that everyone could understand, one, what the bill said in terms of its title and where it's assigned to committee. Please proceed.
Senate Bill 147, an act to limit compensatory damages and civil actions related to death or injury. 139, an act to establish the Teach for America grant program within the Department of Education and make an appropriation, therefore. 144, an act to amend provisions regarding captive insurance companies. 145, an act to prohibit rebates and regulate contracts for residential roofing goods and services. 141, an act to expand the legal definition of the term domestic abuse. 146, an act to provide for an affirmative defense of compulsion for the crime of prostitution. 140, an act to repeal certain provisions regarding glazing material on motorcycle windshields and wind deflectors. 142, an act to impose the sales tax on gross receipts derived from renting mini storage units, self-storage units, or storage space, and the use tax on the use of mini storage units, self-storage units, or storage space. 143, an act to increase the number of allowable non-resident waterfowl hunting days.
Thank you. The President pro tem has assigned. The President announces the following assignments. Senate Bill 143, Agriculture and Natural Resources, 144 and 145 to Commerce, 139, Education, Judiciary, Senate Bills 141 and 146, Senate State Affairs, 147, Senate Taxation, 142, and Senate Bill 140 is assigned to Transportation. First reading of House bills. These are bills that have passed the House and are coming over here for first reading and the assignment to committee by the President pro tem. Please proceed.
House Bill 1012, an act to require public hearings for applications for oil and gas orders only if contested and to reduce the number of hearing notice publications required for oil and gas cases. House Bill 1021, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the rights of victims of crime. 1031, an act to establish a license fee and a renewal fee for carriers licensing under the International Fuel Tax Agreement, to establish a decal fee and a mailing fee, and to provide for the disposition of the fees. House Bill 1047, an act to revise certain provisions relating to military law. 1050, an act to revise certain provisions regarding National Guard discipline and courts-martial. 1052, an act to grant discretion to the court with regard to personal appearances and certain adoption appearances.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. The President announces the following assignments made by the President pro tem. House Bill 1012, Agriculture and Natural Resources. House Bills 1021, 1047, 1050, 1052, Judiciary. And House Bill 1031 is assigned to Transportation. This next calendar item has to do with what we call consent calendar. Those are bills that have passed out of the House unanimously, the committees unanimously, and the committee then can put them on for no debate. It's an efficiency move, but any individual who's a senator may pull those for debate. In this case, we have a Senate Bill 16, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, that the President rules requires a two-thirds. And I've spoken with Senator Valley about that. And under our Senate rules, 6-1, that needs to be removed and put on the calendar for tomorrow because a consent calendar item that requires two-thirds is not allowed under our rules. So that will be posted for tomorrow. And, Madam Secretary, you have another poll, I guess.
Senator Peters requests that Senate Bill 17 be removed from the consent calendar.
So Senate Bill 17, then, for our students here, will be up for debate tomorrow. And those were the only items? We have the one consent. Thank you.
The Senate will proceed to the consideration of the executive appointment of Alan D. Rollman of Brown County, Aberdeen, South Dakota, to the Career Service Commission.
Thank you, ma'am. Are there any questions? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is, does the Senate advise and consent to the appointment of Alan Buhlman to the Career Service Commission? Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford. Brown.
Aye.
Buhl.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray. Hansen, Haverly, Heineman, Holeen, Hunstad, Hunhoff, Johnston, Junkie, Kraus, Krebs, Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Norstrup, Nygaard, Olson, Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Ms. Bradford,
aye.
Maher, Mr. President, there were ayes 33, excused 2.
The question, does the Senate advise and consent to the appointment of Alan Ruhlman to the Career Service Commission? Having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. The appointment is confirmed. Okay, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate and our visitors, we're on to our debate calendar. Second reading.
Senate Bill 42, an act to revise certain provisions regarding habeas corpus.
Thank you. Senate Bill 42, having received second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Well, good afternoon, Senator Cutler. Good to see you.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. Good afternoon, members of the Senate. Senate Bill 42 is the Attorney General's bill that will help us close a large loophole that has developed in our South Dakota habeas process by which inmates file numerous frivolous claims, delaying justice to their victims and adding costs to the taxpayers. Senate Bill 42 will provide a time and number limitation on habeas claims. However, Senate Bill 42 also has safeguards that will allow meritorious claims to go forward when there is new evidence discovered or in the event there is a change in constitutional law that previously did not exist. Senate Bill 42 will improve our justice system and bring us into alignment with the majority of states. I believe there is a friendly amendment for Senate Bill 42, and I will ask for your favorable support of the amendment and Senate Bill 42. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks. Senator Valley.
I have an amendment at the desk.
It's marked 42 Foxtrot Alpha. Is that correct?
That is correct.
You move it at this time?
I do.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion to amend, and I'll grant you the latitude to speak to the bill if you wish to, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Mr. President. First of all, I'll speak to the amendment. The first one is grammatical change, changing the word made to the word is. It just reads a lot better. The second one, part of the amendment, is to insert also the South Dakota Supreme Court. It's in there as a national Supreme Court, but we also need the South Dakota Supreme Court. So just want to make sure we add those changes to the bill. Just a quick also discussion of what happened in committee, the defense counsel group had a couple of suggestions to the bill. They had worked through a lot of those with the Attorney General's office, and so the Attorney General came with a set of amendments after he had worked the compromise with those folks, and those basically talked about if new evidence was presented or if the law or constitution was changed and therefore affected the case, and that would give a reason for a habeas corpus. So that was also put in the bill. And then secondly, they came with an idea along with some others, but the main one that I thought was important was to go from 1 year to 2 years on your habeas corpus, because this is your last try, and after we just the majority felt that 2 years was better than 1 year, and right now it's unlimited. So that puts the stop on it. So those are the two amendments that came through the committee, and with that, I would urge your support of the amendment and also the bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks on the motion to amend? Hearing none, those in favor of the Center Valley motion to amend marked 42 Foxtrot Alpha signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. 42 is so amended. Further remarks, Senator Buell.
Mr. President.
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon.
Members of the body, I want to first of all say that I appreciate the motivation behind Senate Bill 42 brought to us by the Attorney General. However, I do have a number of concerns with what's in the bill and the implications of what would be the case going forward with regard to post-conviction appeals. I think that this goes too far in the other direction and does a lot to restrict a lot of those rights. Essentially, what I believe Senate Bill 42 would do would be to erode the right to make legitimate claims based on having ineffective counsel for habeas claims. As we heard in committee, sometimes young or inexperienced attorneys do get habeas cases, or they may not be habeas cases when the case begins and it moves down the road and turns into that. And mistakes made at those levels of trial could cost someone their freedom. And I think that we do need to maintain some redress for a mechanism if that happens. The amendments brought both in committee and on the floor do address some of the technical issues that I've had with the bill, but I do have concerns that it could have a major impact on post-conviction rights. So at the end of the day, I know it's not popular to stand up for convicted criminals. They're not really nice people most of the time, but I think that this is really about the integrity of our Constitution, and so I don't believe I'll be supporting this bill, and I believe you should give it some strong consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. I rise in support of this bill. I am blessed to be from Lawrence County, but one of the things we in Lawrence County are not blessed with is an extraordinary amount of trials, appeals, and expense that are addressed in this bill. And those expenses are borne by the citizens of Lawrence County. So I applaud the efforts of this bill, and I ask your your support of this bill, and please pass Senate Bill 42 as amended. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 42 as amended? Senator Ortiz.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. 20 years ago, next month, a young man by the name of Donovan Schaefer got up in the middle of the night to go to his part-time job at a donut shop right around the corner from my house in Rapid City. He entered the donut shop unknowingly, interrupting a burglary in progress. The burglar overpowered him, assaulted him, tied him up, tortured him, and killed him. He was tracked down, arrested, tried, convicted of the crime, sent to the penitentiary to await his fate 20 years ago. For 20 years, Donovan Schaefer's parents and other family members have waited for appeals and appeals of the appeals and appeals of the appeals of the appeals 20 years. Senate Bill 42 attempts to bring to some finality to that seemingly endless process. In my view, it provides more than significant protection for the accused killer, the convicted killer, but it also provides some finality and some protections for victims and the families of victims. I would urge you to support Senate Bill 42. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 42 as amended? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 42 as amended. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Edelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
No.
Prisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead. Hunhoff, Johnston,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Krauss,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Norstrup,
aye.
Nygaard, Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg, Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
No.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 30, nays 4, excused 1.
Thank you. Senate Bill 42, as amended, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved. Thank you.
Senate Bill 6, an act to authorize criminal background checks for various state employees.
Thank you. Senate Bill 6, having received second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Good afternoon, Senator Krauss. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 6 is an act to authorize criminal background checks for various state employees. This summer, a number of state agencies and the governor's office participated in an interagency task force to look at the need for pre-employment and licensure criminal background checks. In the pre-employment area, to determine the need for criminal background checks, they looked at the vulnerability of the client population. You might ask, do we currently have the ability to do background checks for these various state employees? We do, but presently they can only obtain the criminal records within the state of South Dakota. The gold standard for background checks would be with the FBI, and state statute must allow such checks. Senate Bill 6 concentrates on these state employment groups for criminal background checks. Employees whose primary duty includes patient care or supervision at the Human Services Center, employees who serve as a social service aide, family services specialist supervisors, regional manager in the Division of Child Protection Services, or as a home health aide, adult services and aging specialist, social services supervisor, and regional manager in the Division of Adult Services and Aging. Also, employees in the forensic chemistry unit of the public health laboratory would be checked, and employees whose primary duty includes patient care supervision at the South Dakota Developmental Center. The fees for this background check include $43.25 for each check, and the bill requires the applicants pay that fee. However, for successful applicants, the agencies will reimburse the new hire. I would ask for your favorable consideration of Senate Bill 6.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 6? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 6. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Edelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff. Johnston,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Krauss,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard. Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Bally.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 34, excused 1.
Thank you. Senate Bill 6, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved.
Senate Bill 61, an act to exempt the production of certain plants and sod from sales and use taxes.
Senate Bill 61, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator, I pass Brown.
Three for a loop. Mr. President, we've encountered some questions about the true costs or loss of revenue that would be generated from Senate Bill 61. In order to answer that and make sure that we can move forward, I'd like to move that we refer this back to the committee, the Appropriations Committee, so we can straighten some of that out and get a new fiscal amount.
Very good. Motion to refer to the Appropriations Committee has been moved and seconded. Those in favor of that referral motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you, Senator.
Senate Bill 14, an act to revise certain provisions regarding alcohol or drug commitments.
Thank you. Senate Bill 14, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Yes, Mr. President.
Thank you, ma'am. Senator Krause.
Senate Bill 14 is an act to revise certain provisions regarding alcohol and drug commitments. It's the product of the Governor's Behavioral Health Services Work Group. The work group was co-chaired by Lieutenant Governor Michaels and Senior Advisor Bowman and was composed of various stakeholders, including legislators, providers, associations, advocacy groups, and the Department of Social Services. The purpose was to develop a strategic plan for future behavioral health services in South Dakota and to make recommendations to the governor as to implementation. One of the goals was to identify statutes which are outdated, are not reflective of current practice, or create a barrier to treatment. In the area of chemical dependency or alcohol and drug treatment, two statutes quickly came to light as needing to be changed. One of those is that under current law, a petition for involuntary chemical dependency treatment requires a certificate by a licensed physician and a certified chemical dependency counselor, both of whom have examined the person within 2 days of filing the petition. This requirement for two examinations within 2 days of the filing is unnecessarily duplicative and burdensome to families who typically bear the cost for these examinations and treatment. The bill changes this requirement and provides that a petition must be accompanied by a certificate of a licensed physician or a certified chemical dependency counselor who has examined the person within 2 days of filing the petition. This change will streamline the process and prevent this duplication. Secondly, if a person refuses to be examined by a licensed physician or a certified chemical dependency counselor, and there's sufficient evidence to believe that the allegations in the petition are true, or if more information is necessary, the court may order a temporary commitment to an approved treatment facility for not more than 5 days for the purpose of a diagnostic examination. However, there's nothing in the law that speaks to the transportation to this treatment facility. The bill would amend the law to specifically provide that the court may include in its order, or may include, or may not, an order for law enforcement to transfer the person to the approved treatment facility. This change will assist families in helping them get needed treatment for their loved ones at a time when that person may be refusing treatment. I would ask for your favorable consideration of Senate Bill 14.
Thank you, Senator. Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 14. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs. Frerichs. Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff. Johnston.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Krauss.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Nygaard. Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schleckaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 34, excused 1.
Senate Bill 14, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved. Senator Krauss was modest. I'd like everyone to know that she's part of that work group and has worked very hard. It's a multi-year work group, so thank you very much, ma'am. Any other announcements? Senator Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. President. Personal privilege?
Granted, ma'am.
Thank you. I'd just like to recognize the South Dakota Farmers Union as well here. We talked about the leadership program with the kids here, but we also wanted to recognize the members that were joining us today in the Capitol as well.
Thank you.
Senator Roden. Thank you, Mr. President. A couple announcements. First of all, Representative Hunt reminded me to announce that Catacomb Caucus in the Governor's Large Conference Room tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock. This will be the first one they've held, so you're more than welcome there. Also, Senate State Affairs tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Senator Hunoff.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Human Services at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Thank you. Senator Hansen.
Thank you, Senator Tax, also at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Thank you. Senator Schleckaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Local Government, 7:45 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Thank you. Senator Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. President. Joint Appropriations, 15 minutes after the last chamber adjourns today. We'll have Attorney General's hearing. And then tomorrow, 8:25 to 10 will be Public Service. And then 10 till noon will be Bureau of Administration. And the clarification on the announcement I made yesterday on behalf of Justice Wilbur is due to the lateness of the other chamber, that will not be necessarily start at 3 o'clock, but 15 minutes after the last chamber adjourns tomorrow, that will be with Chief Justice Gilbertson, Justice Wilbur, and Presiding Sixth Judicial Court, Judge Brown, with the DUI court program in Room 413 tomorrow, Mr. President.
Thank you. Senator Valley.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Transportation, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Further announcements? Hearing none, Madam Secretary.
Senator Hansen moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned.